We had an election last night, and today you laid off 22 people today. Tell me why.
Kevin, I've done my share of educating my employees. I never tell them which way to vote. I believe in, you know, the free system we have. I believe in everybody having their right to choose who they want to be president. But I did explain as a business owner that I have always put my employees first. I've always made sure when I went without a paycheck that they made sure that they were paid. And I explained that I've always put them first, and unfortunately, I'm at a point now and being forced to that I have to worry about me and my family now and a business that I built from just me to 114 employees. And I explained to them a month ago, if Obama gets in office, the regulations for Obamacare are going to hurt our business. And I'm going to have to make provisions to make sure I have enough money to cover the payroll taxes, the additional health care I'm going to have to do. And I explained that to them, and I says, you do what you feel in your heart you need to do, but I'm just letting you know as a warning, this is things that I have to think of as a business owner. Well, unfortunately, and most of my employees are Hispanic. I'm not going to go into what company I have, but I have mostly Hispanic employees. Well, unfortunately, we know what happened. I can't wait around anymore. I need to be proactive. I had to lay off 22 people today to make sure that my business is going to thrive and that I'm going to be around for years to come. I have to build up that nest egg now for the taxes and regulations that are coming my way. Elections do have consequences, but so do choices. A choice you make every day have consequences. And you know what? I've always put my employees first, but unfortunately today I have to put me and my family first. And you watch what's going to happen. I'm just one guy. With 114 employees, watch what happens in the next 6 months. The Dow alone lost 314 points today. There is a tsunami coming. And if you think that this election didn't have consequences, just wait.
David, can I ask you, 71% in a CNN exit poll nationwide, 71% of Hispanics voted for President Obama. Is it a safe bet that a number of your Hispanic employees 22 of whom, and we're all 22 Hispanics?
No.
Okay. Is it a safe bet that most of your Hispanic employees voted for President Obama? Is that your guess? I know you didn't poll them.
A lot of them came in with Obama T-shirts today. I was very careful because, you know, I don't need the labor board coming down saying I laid people off because they're Hispanic. I don't need the headaches. We are in a right-to-work state, but I did inform people that I would possibly have to be making layoffs. I did make that notification 30 days ago. I followed the laws, but unfortunately, my business, I won't be able to survive for 2 years with the regulations coming on me. I won't be able to support. I would either have to lay off at least half my staff or close my business. I'm not willing to close my business, so I had to do what I had to do to survive. So unfortunately, like I said, it is what it is. I didn't lay people off because they're Hispanic and they voted for Obama. I'm just telling you that because of regulations that are unforced, that are now 100% sure they're coming down the pipeline, I had to do what I had to do as a small business owner. And unfortunately, I didn't want to do that. Some of these people have been with me for 6 or 7 years. But you know what? At the end of the day, I need to survive.
I got to tell you, David, I think we're going to hear your story. I think we're going to hear your story a lot.